We got this tomcat, and I have to get up and let him out every morning about 5 o'clock. This morning I made a pot of coffee and started reading when I heard a train whistle or honk or whatever that sound is that a diesel train makes nowadays. And it brought back the train whistles I used to hear when I was a kid in West Texas. It was a beautiful, high-pitched musical sound, and the dry air would carry it crisp, lucid, and piercing across the cotton fields, across the vast emptiness of the night. A presence, felt but unseen, evidence that you weren't alone in the world of darkness and silence. And in your mind, you see the light in the cab of the big iron locomotive, and you see the engineer in that denim hat they always wore, and you see his arm and shoulder leaning on the window and peering down the tracks, and the roving spotlight, kind of a light they had on the front of the locomotive, searching and probing the tracks and the right-of-way, and the awful roar and rumble of the steel wheels on the steel rails, and the whooshing, wind-sucked sound of the freight cars and the flat cars hurtling through the night, tearing into and then through the night, rending and assaulting the silence of the night, shaking and whipping the cotton leaves back and forth, scaring the coyotes and jackrabbits, stirring up livestock, setting dogs to barking, moving like a half-tamed tornado through sleeping towns, across trestles and culverts, past switches and sidetracks, slow rolling thunder coming down the track. And each engineer had his own whistle, and that's how he signed his name. A long one that died off slow, and then two short ones, or two short ones and a long one, or one long mournful cry like a woman crying for her husband that's gone off and joined the merchant marines. And you didn't know the engineer's name, but you knew his whistle. And for you, that was his name. And he was reaching out to you across the loneliness of the night. And in your mind, you saw what the engineer saw. Little shanties on the edge of town, and then Texaco gas stations, and little grocery stores, dark inside, clapboard houses with sagging porches, and rusty cars jacked up on blocks crouching in front yards with weeds growing around them. Windmills behind farmhouses, red glass reflectors at crossings, tumbleweeds in piles exploding into nothing when the cow catcher on the front of the engine hits them. And far away in the little farmhouse, the boy lays with his head on the pillow and dreams of places he's never been, of unimaginable adventures, trying to picture life in cities. And he sees beaches with palm trees. And the engineer sees snapshots of life, glimpses of life, symptoms of life, shutter clicks of life. A woman in a print dress leaning on an icebox in the kitchen, looking at a man sitting in his undershirt at the eating table, a cup of coffee in front of him. No words, just sadness and depression in the way she stands and in the way he sits. A down and outer, sleeping in a wagon beside a cotton gin. Little snapshots, each one a little story. And the engineer tells the story to the whistle, and the whistle tells it to the night. And the boy in the farmhouse was a part of it all. And now, it's all a part of me.